Good afternoon. This is Mark Gola, Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, August the 10th. The grains closed sharply lower, with December corn down 11 cents, closing at 371 and three quarters. November beans down 42 and a quarter cents, closing at 861 and three quarters. December wheat down 17 cents, closing at 569 and a half. Well, obviously, the reports were bearish. I don't think anybody in their wildest imaginations would have dreamt that the bean carryout would come in at 785. That's 150 million more than most guys were thinking out here, and just a huge number. I can't remember ever seeing a number this big. Certainly, it could change if we get some kind of trade agreement with the Chinese, but it was the production side that was just so huge. They raised the bushels up three bushels an acre on the beans, giving a crop of 4.546. That's 275 million above what they were looking at last month. So you add that onto these carryouts, and you know, the trade war just adds insult to injury, but this would have been a big number one way or another. The corn number, they raised the yield 4.4 bushels, giving us a crop of 14.586. My guess is we'll push this thing even higher if the weather maintains, you know, pretty good weather out here. Same thing on the beans. Once these numbers start to get bigger, they continue to get bigger through the harvest, and no reason to think, unless we just shut off the rain between now and September 15th, that anything's going to change out here. So big crops getting bigger, carryouts getting bigger. The corn carryout wasn't raised as much as people thought. I mean, it was raised more than they thought, but it wasn't as bad as it could have been. The average guess was 1.630, came out 1.684, so 54 million above the average guess, 132 above last month. Again, with the increase in yields, it could have been worse out here. The wheat carryout was lowered by 50 million, but the world carryouts were only lowered by about 2 million metric tons. Most people were looking for something more significant, including myself. I don't think they've taken into the full ramifications of what's happened in Europe, Australia, parts of Canada, China, and I think that number is going to shrink. We supported the wheat initially. We had the knee jerk down, rally at about 8 cents, and then it looks like the funds came in and just started to liquidate some of their long positions out here before the weekend. Funds are still long probably 50,000 wheat. They're still long probably 50, 60,000 meal. The meal closed within 30 cents of a new contract low close. If we gap open under that on Monday, I think we'll see more fund selling in here. So there's nothing pretty out here. If you haven't done anything, there's still some things you can do by short-dated puts. Spend 10 cents in corn, 20 cents on the beans, in case this thing gets really ugly really fast in here. But aside from that, I really don't know what to tell you to do. I would imagine we'll hear from most of the major farm organizations that the president needs to resolve this trade war. This puts the pressure back on the president. He knows that the American farmers are going to be upset. The Chinese know that, and maybe there's a better deal out here for the Chinese in order to try to help save the American farmer. But so far, the president has shown no indication, except for the vagaries of the farm bill, what he's going to do to help the American farmer. So, you know, I would certainly let your congressmen and your senators know you need something substantial out here, or it's going to be a very hard winter. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.